Just want to give a short shiur on the basics on the Yoni Hashanah Rabba. The Hashanah Rabba has a unique mitzvah which sometimes people don't realize the koyach, the intensity of this mitzvah. I was a bit taken aback. The bit that I was capable of being in Beis Medrash, boys asked me different shaylos about mitzvahs arava of the Hashanah Rabba. I realized I want to just go over the basics because Bochum asked me things which are mefurish gemaras, mefurish mishnayos, realizing that lemaise, unless the inyanim are taught, many times if people don't learn the sugis, they don't know the inyanim. So I just want to go over the basic inyanim with a bit of the longness of the sugis and a mashal as follows. I hope it was announced that I'm giving share. I don't know if it was properly, but if not, benkach or benkach, echad amar, echad amam. In Mikdosh, there was two unique mitzvahs, which were Alocha Moshe Mitzinah and Sukkos. One mitzvah is the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Every day, to be menasech on the Mizbeach, Mayim. There was two shittin, one was Yayim, one with two holes in the side, on the left side of the tzad Doroim Marov of the Mizbeach. One hole was to pour in Yayin, and every korban has Nesochim of Yayin, and it was a special mitzvah in the Korbonus Musaf of the 7 days of Sukkot to be Menasech Mayim. Now there's a mitzvah that Raisus Machtam Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim. That mitzvah Slulav was Nital B'Migdosh Kol Shiva. It was another mitzvah. Mitzvahs Netilas Arova. It was Alocha Moshe Mitzinai to be Neutil Arova and Migdash all 7 days of Sukkot. Besides the Arova in which was taken together with the Lulav, there's a mitzvah to take separately an Arova. Machlekes Rishonim, what exactly was the Tzura of the Maisa Mitzvah? I'll read to you the Loshon the Rambam what that Maisa Mitzvah was. Zok the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chof. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, Shemevin B'Migdash Arova Acheres, Chutz Mi'Arova Shebalulav. Besides the Arova, which there was a mitzvah, was Machtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim, with all the Dalet Minim, Mitzvah D'Oraisa, there's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that is another mitzvah to bring a separate Arova. Ve'in Odom Yoytzei Do'ichivosei Ba'Arova Shebalulav. The person can't be Yoytzei his Choyvo with the Arova which he took with the Lulav. Meaning he can't act in Mikdosh. Once he does a Hekif and Minameya with his Lulav, open up the Eged, and now take his Arova Midin Arova. Nay, once the Arova was used as the Arova in the Eged, as a Dalet Minim, as a Smachim Shneshim Kechem, he can't use that Arova anymore. And that's what we're going to see. Halacha L'maisa, therefore, if a Bachur asks me, Rebbe, can I take from the Arova inside that I use for the Dalet Minim? Chabukchik. I mean, it's a basic halacha. I mean, Ein Adam Yotzei Dei Chavosi Barova Shebalulav. And the mitzvah we have tomorrow is a Zeichel HaMikdash with all the Dinei Mikdash. Okay. Vishiyuro, what's the shiur? To be Yotzei V'chayva, afilu ole echod bevad echod. Da'ayinu, Arova that we take with the other three minim has to be roiv alim of three tefachim. We have, and that's the Rechagav I just mentioned. The mitzvah tomorrow, there's mitzvahs netilas lulav also, and if by the end of Sukkot alim fall off, the shear is you have to have roiv alim of shloisha tefachim. That means you have to have at least, according to Pchanor, the smallest shear is you have to have at least 13 centimeters of the stem of the arova with alim still left, and if not, you take another. You have to take a different arova to put into your egg. Benkach or benkach. That's a halacha by dalet minim. The arova of dalet minim of the arova of mikdash it's enough b'di'evet to take bad echot, that means to take one arava. You don't need two, like you need it in the lulav. And it's enough if it has one leaf. One leaf on one bad b'di'evet, that's the minimum. It could be yoytze, it could be mikayim the mitzvah with that. Keitza d'hoysa mitzvah, so this mitzvah in Mikdosh. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim v'shiva sayomim, every single day from the 7 days of Sukkot, including Shabbos, how you may be in Marbiyos Shel Arava, there were being big Arava's trees, the Zoyk Fenoysen at Sidi HaMizbeach, and they used to put it on top of the Sidi HaMizbeach, used to hang over the Tzad of the Mizbeach, V'roshayin Kfufin Al Gabi HaMizbeach, and the head of it used to be bent over on top of the Mizbeach, when they used to be brought to the Mizbeach, toikin umerin v'toikin. It was a halacha of a tkiya. They used to do a tkiya, trua, and a tkiya. That's midoraisa, the mitzvah. It's a halacha, gzeira de rabba, which applied also to Mikdosh, l'gabe yarova. We'll see. Chol yin Shabbos, li'is b'soy chachag. If Shabbos was during Yom Tov, then one of the six first days of Sukkot, that's what Shabbos was. Ein zoyk v'narova. Then midrabonon, they were not zoyk v'narova in Mikdash and Shabbos. Elen ken chalyem shvi yis b'Shabbos. If the seventh day, Farshanu Rabba, was chal on Shabbos in Mikdash, then it's doyk v'Shabbos. Then there's no gzeira d'Rabba. And there's a halacha that look that Arava is going to tell us the Mikdosh and Shabbos as well. If it's Rishon Rabba on the seventh day, the zoyk v'noisa b'Shabbos. The zoyk v'nan Shabbos also. Zok the Rambam kedei lefarse moshehi mitzvah. What does that mean? The sugya sa Gemara is the Gemara asks, what's the reason? Why? It's a whole sugya be'etzim. Why they were not mevatel mitzvahs Arava? Just like they were, because of Gzeira the Rabbi Mijabonon, just like they were Mevatel Mitzvahs Netilas Lulav Begvulin Kol Shiva. The Gemara says the Yisod is because of the Chshivus of Arava, that it's Halacha Mosh Mesina, it's not Mefurish in Pasuk. Therefore, to be Mechazik it, it needs, they were not Mevatel, if it's Chal and Shabbos, at least one day, if it's Chal and Shana Rabbi, Shana Rabbi is more Chomor, as we'll see. They were not mevatel mitzvahs netilas arova and mikdash if it's chal and Shabbos. What was the mitzvah? According to the Rambam, again, they used to take the arova, be zikin hot mizbeach, and the am afterwards used to come and take off of it. And what would they do with it? So it's state in Rambam. So Rambam is mevur that they used to take it. Now it's not mevur in Rambam that they used to be makif with it with the arava, because Shittas Rambam is that the hekif of the mizbeach, which was done every day in Mikdosh, was done with the lulav. Rashi, made of Yisra in Sukkah, says that what was the mitzvah of arava? Says Rashi as it. Bayad noitlenoiso, it's taken bayad, umena'ane'im, and they used to do na'anuim with the arova, umakifin bo'akoyhanim is hamizbeach b'ragleim. The koyhanim used to do the hekif, hamizbeach, with the arova, not with the lulav like the Rambam, b'acharkach zoik v'noiso, and then they would be zoikifit on the tzidi hamizbeach. Kum techois. A basic machlek is showing him what was the mitzvah netilas arova in Mikdosh. According to Rashi, the mitzvah netila was that they used to be makif, the mizbeach with the arovas, and every single yochid would use it as a na'anua, as the Gemara says, besides the arova of the Dalaminim, there was a mitzvah ni'anua to shake, to be mnaneya, arova in Mikdosh as a separate min. Arova had its own mitzvah ni'anua, halacha Moshe Sinai, Zgichas HaMizbeach Meidach Gis, according to Rashi, which is in Mishnayis, that was done after the Nanua. That wasn't part of the mitzvah of every yochid, and it was done, the Kayanim used to be Zoykifit afterwards. That was part of the Halach HaMish Mishinai, the Tzuras HaMitzvah in Mikdosh. The Rambam, Meidach Gis, learns Faker, that his Zgifah was first, his Kifah was first, and the Am used to be Noitel, the Arava from the Aravas which were Zokuf on the Mizbeach, and they used to take those Aravas, and they didn't do a mitzvah Sniyanua. According to the Rambam, they did a Chavata. What was a Chavata? Kipshuta, they were Choyvet ala Karka, the way we beat the Hoshinus. We do it only on Hishan Rabba, Zeichel HaMikdosh. They did it every single day. Aloch HaMish Sinai, Midoraisa, they did it, they were Choyvet al Gabi Karka. According to the Rambam, what's Pshat, that there was a mitzvah Zkifa to begin with? But Yosheber explained that the same halacha, what's the halacha that a person is not yotze with the arava shebaguf? The havon of that is because the arava has to have a shame, arava shebamikdosh. It has to have its own chalal shem as a chevtah shel mitzvah on its own, and therefore ad kama it was used as the arava shebaguf, he can't be mekayem the mitzvah with it specifically. The mitzvah is be'etzem hagam, the maisa which is done as a maisa chavot, but that's not the maisa mitzvah. The ikir mitzvah is netilas arov, and that's the lashon of the Gemara in many places. Netilas arov, lashon of the Mishnah, netilas arov. Just like mida'ag benofak bo, by dalin minim, but there's a mitzvah sna nianua. So too in mikdash there is a mitzvah netila mida'ag benofak bo. And then there was the Hashlomas HaMitzvah was the Chavot, which according to the Rambam is Chavot beating Al Gabi Karka, which according to Rashi is Nanua. But Iki Mitzvot, according to the Rambam, is Poshet Benetila. But everyone is Noitel Harein Arova in his Dalim Min, in his Eged of the three Minim, of the Lulav together with the Hadas and Arova, Elamai. What's the Aloha Moshe in Sinai? That he has to take a separate arava, that has to have a chalishim arava to it. Arava sheba mikdosh. To have a chalishim arava sheba mikdosh, it can't be used, firstly, together with the arava in the eger. Secondly, it has to have a different chalishim al yidei that it had a zkifas mizbeach. And it was taken first from the mizbeach. Al yidei that, according to the Rambam, unique shittas Rambam, more than different than Rashi, he learns that there was a specific mitzvah to take it after it was niska fagabi mizbeach, and only then was it kosher to be mekayim with it the mitzvah. The post can bring a makor to a minig that the shamish used to sell, the shamish of the Beis HaKnesses, he was the one to sell and to give out the arovas. The nohagu, says the Rambam, she shamish Beis HaKnesses may be arova limkor. Just like over there with Shluchai Bestin, who brought it, and according to the Rambam, it's more than just Shluchai Bestin brought it. It had to be actually Nochaz Kifan and Mizbeach, because it had to be Chalishem of Arova Shebamigdosh. So too, the minute Bizman Azeh brings the Rambam, is that the Shamish is the one who's supposed to sell it or give it, and a person's supposed to take it from the Shamish Bisa Knesses, like a Shteach Bezdin. Because it has to have a Chalishem, a separate Chalishem. Has to have its own Chalishem of Arova. What's the shaykes? What's he have to bang it? It's a din on every yochid, faker. There's a mitzvah on every yochid, but it's just to give it a different shem chef to the mitzvah. The chef to the mitzvah has to have not to be differentiated, to be mechalik between the arova that he takes with the meaning, to have a chalishim of arova's mikdosh, but then it's a choyv on every single yochid. It's a choyv as yochid. The hekif, according to Rashi, Grada, the hekif wasn't a din on every yochid. It was a din in the Kehanim. It was a din that had to be done in Mikdash. The dinski, according to Rashi, was vital. It didn't have to be done Seder Avod in Mikdash. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, the skifus Arova on the Mizbeach was for a different reason. It was to give the Arovis a shame chalois of Arovish in Mikdash, and then every single Yochid has a mitzvah, just like he has to say Krishim in the morning, he has a mitzvah to take an Arova in Mikdash. So Egin a din, it's Egin a mitzvah. Okay, now, Bizman Azeh, we don't have abayis, and we don't have mitzvahs, netilas arova in mikdash anymore. What do we have? We have a mitzvah on only yom echad. Zeichel hamikdash. The Gemara discusses why lulav we have zeichel hamikdash 7 days, and arova we only have 1 day, but ben kach we only have mitzvahs netilas arova zeichel hamikdash different than lulav. We only have it 1 day, which is aneshan rabba, the last day of Sukkot. Machlekes in Gemara, the Nevi'im were metaking this mitzvah. Machlekes in the Gemara, whether it's takonas Nevi'im or it's a minag Nevi'im, whether when the Nevi'im were manhig this hanhoge, that we take arova and hishan rabbe zeichel hamikdash, it's machlekes in the Gemara whether it has a definition of a takona, and we make a brocha shekitshon mitzvahs of tzivona on the tilas arova, or lechatchila that neviim were manning it as a minik neviim, and the Gemara says l'may nafkimina the brucha yalei, they will make a brocha on it. Maskonas hasugi is that it's a minag neviim, and the neviim made a takana that we should take it zeicha amidash as a minig, and they made lehedi the takana not to take it in the oifin of a brocha. Okay, is it doicha Shabbos or not? So the Gemara declares that it should be Doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara wants to say it should be different than Lulav that has another 7 days, and that has another 6 days, let's say this year, that we didn't, that first day Yom Tov was Chalan Shabbos, so we didn't have Midrabon because of Gzeira Derabba, we don't have Mitzvahs Netilas Lulav on Shabbos. But we have all the other 6 days to be mekayim the mitzvah of zeichel hamikdash. The Gemara declares arova that lechatchila they only made a takon zeichel hamikdash and in shan rabbe, for shan rabbe's chalan Shabbos, do we take arova and Shabbos on shan rabbe's chalan Shabbos? So the Gemara has on it a ganz shakl v'tarya that lechuru it should be doicha Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, is it doicha Shabbos? What do you guys remember? What? You remember it's not the Doicha Shabbos. Okay, do you know why not? Because Hilul La'achrin, because of this Shaila, whether it should be Doicha Shabbos or not, was Mesadr, the calendar, that Arov, that Hoshana Rabbah should never ever be Chalan Shabbos. So you're right, practically it's never Doicha Shabbos. But not because it wouldn't theoretically be Doicha Shabbos, rather Hilul La'achrin was Mesadr this way that it shouldn't be Chalan Shabbos because of the two tzedodim of the sugya. And as I heard many times from my father Rosh Hashiva, Chazal weren't bothered. Hillel Achron, the last Sanhedrin, when they were misadded the calendar, at Bias Goyal Tzedek, they weren't bothered to be mevatel shofar d'oraisa or to be mevatel netilas lulav. What they did not want that it should be Chas V'Sholem Botel, and then when we started the calendar that way, is Chas V'Sholem that mitzvahs Netilas Arova and Eshan Rabbah should never become a Vutel because of Shabbos, because of the two Tzedakim of the Gemara. Therefore, Take Eshan Rabbah, they were never mitakin it to be Chal on Shabbos. Okay. Halach l'maisa, there's a mitzvah netilas arova tomorrow, which is minag neviim. We don't make a brocha on Hashem Kedushim Tzveis Tzvonu al netilas arova. Meikar takones haGemara, b'di'eved a person is yoytzei, just like the arova shebamigdosh, it was enough to take Ola echod, bibab echod, to take one arova with one leaf, b'di'evet, a person can be mekayim, mitzvahs netilas arova tomorrow, minek nevi'im, with the ola echod, bibab echod. But the minig is to take at least three, and the minig al pidari, or the post can bring, is to take five. There are those, the Yekesh minig, other minhagim in Kilis Yisrael, is to take seven. And as the Loshen Rambam is, he's referring to Zman Hazeh. Lekeach bad echod oy badin harbe. So if a bocher asks me, Rebbe, is there about toisif to take more than five? So the answer is no. Badin harbe. There's no about toisif. Why not? You can take a look in Harei Kedem where there's no about toisif. I'm taking badin harbe. Okay, but there's Mefurshe Rambam, Mefurshe Sugi. You can take badin harbe. Chutz mi arova shebalulav. It has to be taken milvad arova shebalulav b'zman hazeh. A person is not going to be yotzei. The Rambam holds it's ma'akev. A person cannot take arova which was used as part of the dalim minim. It has to have its own chalul shem. Now, over here there's two shittas we show him. Aloch l'maisa, what do we do? And both shittas are brought down in the poskim. Rashi holds v'choyved bo means you do na'anua, you're menanea. And so says the Ramo that a person should do. For some reason, only Bnei Torah know this. Ramo. To Rashi. Says the Ramo, v'yesh omrim shetzorch lena'anea bo. You have to be menanea v'arova. Tur b'shim Rashi. Says the Ramo, Mefurshe Ramo, V'nagu la'asoy shteyen, Mina'anin bo. You do na'anuim bo. What are na'anuim? Just like you do na'anuim by a lulav, with your dalim minim, that you're moylich u'mina'aneya, you're mevi u'mina'aneya, shloisha pa'amim l'chol ruach v'ruach ma'ale moirit, so too, you do with arova that you noitel, that arova that you noitel. V'achar kach, choyvtin oiso, and then you beat it on the karka to be yotze the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that what do you do? V'choyved ba'ala karka oyala keli pa'amayim o'sholosh b'loy brocha shedover zeh min agnevim. Those sheetas are Rambam. Sheetas Rashi is that you do a ne'anua v'aiter al pi the ari brought on b'no the poskim y'choyved chamisha pa'amim. Rambam says, Beis, Gimel, the minig al pi the Ari is to be choyvet five times. And right, according to the Ari, you don't have to take off the leaves, bedavke. Some other poskims mashma that there was a minig to, after you beat it ala karka, you can beat it more on kedim to take off the leaves. But in the poskim, it's not mashma that there's an inyan in it. Another of it. It's brought down pashtas from the Ari. As the Mishnah Berurah brings, the poskim bring your chayvet ala karka chamisha pa'amim v'lo yoyse. Now, I just want to speak out practically the halacha. When are you chayvet? So, in Eretz Yisrael, the meaning is the chavot is done after kaddish tiskabel, after hoshaynis. Again, after your first menaneya. Sholish pomim l'chol ruach, and then you chayved bo ala karka. Chamisha pomim. Now, after Kaddish Tiskabel, I've seen places in Chutz La'aretz, and I think that's quite a standard minig, that you chayved b'shas, that you say, kol mevase mevase voime. Now, and those who are makbid on the Ramah, there's those who are menanea, but this we say kol mevase twice. By the first kol mevase, they do na'anuim. And by the second kol mevase, that's when they do chavot al gavei karka to imkaim shittas Rambam. Now, mention weiter. Hagam, the Meikar Adin, Shir the Arova is, Ole Echot, Bevad Echot, Bedieved. As I mentioned, the meaning is to take a few Badin, meaning Al Pilar is to take five. And there is another Nekuda, says the Ramo, Mil Mechuhu, Lius El Echot, Bevad Echot, Valkein, Noagulasi, Seishanis Yofim, Mishum Zakeli Van Veyu. The meaning is to take the beautiful, nice Hishanis, because it's a Kelivan Veyu. Over here we don't have much of a braider. There's only one type of Arova that we managed to get over here. But in certain situations, in Chutzlars, we're able to buy different types of Arova. Is you need to take a beautiful Arova. If there's Monsi Arova, Shotsi Arova, beautiful, nice Arova. There's an Indian of Zakeli Van Veyu to buy nice Arovas, to take nice Arovas. Vishur Orko, the minimum shear, is Kishir Orech Arova Shibalulov, which is 3 Tfachim. Zog de Ramo, v'chol ha-poisel ba-arova Shibalulov, poisel ba-arova zu. Whatever psulim that they earn Arova, which is Niktam, or Gozul, not Noshru Olov, as we know, but so what is kol ha-poisel ba-arova Shibalulov? It's poisel ba-arova zu. It's Niktam. According to almost all Rishonim, Mulvashit Sarambam, almost all Rishonim, all that Niktam is a possible by a rover. So Niktam is also a psul by a rover of Hishana Rabba. Gozu is a psul. Now, there's another Nikuda, which is totally again in the Machlekes Rishonim, what was in Migdosh. Says in Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Mishoim Eshav B'yom Zemakif in Balulav, that the hekif of the Mizbeach, which by us is the Sefer Torah, that's the Shir, Enon Shir, HaTorah Azois after the Chorban, that we're makif, the hekifim that we do, Zeichel HaMikdosh also, we're makif every single day, just like they were makif in Mikdosh every day, the Mizbeach once, so too we're makif with our Lulav once every single day. And on the Yom Shvi, on the Shana Rabba, that they were makif in Mikdosh, Shiva Pa'omim, they were makif 7 times the Mizbeach, so too that's what we do on Eishan Rav. Shaila is, what do we do on Eishan Rav? We're makif with the Lulav or we're makif with Arav? So according to Shitzer Rambam, the Hekif in Mikdash was always with the Lulav. According to Rashi, the Hekif in Mikdash was with the Arav. So what do we do on Eishan Rav? Are we makif with the Arav or we're makif with the Lulav? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the meaning is to be makif with Arav. Masha Enke. Masha Enke. The standard minig nowadays is not that way. The standard minig is that we're makif, not with an arova. I know. I never saw. Did you ever see any place where they go with the shittas and shulchan aruch to be makif with arova? I'm not makif. The standard minig which I know is the post contact I can bring to minig today is to be makif with a lulav, not with arova. The Mishnah Berurah does bring that in a city, in a situation where people, where you don't have a lulav, then you mekayim the mitzvah hekef ha-mizbeya, hekef ha-habima, you mekayim the mitzvah hekef ha-habima, that you mekayim with an arova. But otherwise, our meaning is like the Shittas Rishonim, that we're makif with a lulav, not with arova. Okay. Now, I just want to speak a mashu a bit on the Indian of Hishana Rabba, which it's in the Rishonim already, the Inyonim of Hishana Rabba, it's very clear that there's big Inyonim, but already you find in Rabbeinu Bechaya, in Ramban, that it's much more Alpinista than Alpinigle. The Pashtus HaInyan is, the Gemar of the Din is an Hishana Rabba, we find. What do we find? Michad Gisa, we say that the Chasima is on Yom Kippur. As the Gemara says, the Gemara from Rabbi Kraspudoi, Rosh Hashanah Shloish is for Niftochim, and Beinoinim Tzluim Va'oimdim, and the Chasima is on Yom Kippur. And as the other Gemara, the Gemara says, Komazunis of Shalotim Ktsuvim Loi, whatever Nikba, Nichtav and Rosh Hashanah, and it's Nechtav and Yom Kippur. So what does it mean that the Chasima is, what do I mean that is the Gemara of the Din is Hishana Rabbah, when the Gemara of the Din Be'etzim is clear, the Chasim is on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara tells us, Bachag Nidoinim Alamayim. The Yisod of Din Alamayim is all the Chayus of the Odom is totally in Parnosa, which Mayim is the Shurish of Parnosa and the Shefa, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpi on the world. Hagam that there's the din, the snechtam, on Yom Kippur, the Gemara tells us, it has a capability of changing till the end of Sukkot. But you saw, what's Hishana Rabbah? Hishana Rabbah is the Gemara of Sukkot. Sukkot is the Goymer, Bachag Nidonim Alamayim, is the Gemara of the din al Inyoni Parnosa, which is Be'etzem Nikba, on Sukkot. Sukkot is the Gemara din of Parnosa. On the Shefa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia. The Gemara already in Rosh Hashanah asks, is it Nigba in Rosh Hashanah or it's Nigba on Sukkot? The Gemara says that on Sukkot it's Nigba exactly how the Gzar Din of Rosh Hashanah will play itself out. The Gemara says, Lamosh, a person is Nigzar, a tremendous Shefa, Bracha, of rain, Lamosh. The Gemara gives it as a Moshe on Rosh Hashanah, but he's Mekalkel his Maisim and comes Sukkot, comes the end of Sukkot, and he's not worthy for the Shefa Bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the rain, but I'll give it at a time when it won't be beneficial for him, and I'll give him at a time when he won't have enough from it. And the opposite is also true. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Gzeira, that there'll be a mute Kshomim, there'll be a mute of Shefa on a person. And he was made of his Maisim, and now comes Sukkot, he's worthy of a tremendous Bracha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do, says the Gemara? He gives him that small amount of rain, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him at the exact timing, the exact location where it's needed and will utilize itself to the most. Vashteito. It's true, the Gabi all in Yoni Shefa, coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though the Shurish is Nikban Rosh Hashanah and Nechtam Yom Kippur, but exactly the way it plays itself out, the way it manifestates itself, Bepoyal, in this world, is Nikba by the end of Sukkot. And that's the Jewish minig, based on a Zohar, that the Zohar says that that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Choysim Yom Kippur, but Kivyochel, the Moshel the Zohar gives, the Zohar gives a Moshel that the Malachim, who are Memune, Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they get the Pitkois. That's the Moshel of the Zohar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to only practically go about and met out their shlichus once Hishana Rabbah comes. That's the Jewish minig, the old Yiddish phrase, to vinch on a gute kvittel. What does a gute kvittel mean? A good note. What's it coming from? It comes from the moshul that the Zohar gives, that the malachim kivyochel, derech moshul, that they have a kvittel waiting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open it on Hishana Rabbah, exactly how to met out the din. B'sheirish ha'inyin a bit more, I'll explain. Rosh Hashiva spoke this out a bit, now before the Simchas Beis Shevi speaks it out quite often, on the Yesod of Sukkot. Sukkot is be'etzem, the Zman, when we have to be mischazik in being choyse b'tzila shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shadow. We leave the Gashmi's security and we put ourselves in Hashem's hands. We give up on Hishtadlis and Gashmi's and we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkot is the time when a person has to grow in his recognition of his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Hashgacha Pratis and put himself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, emunah, bitochen. There's many yisoides that we have to learn from the sukkah. And that's the sherish of being chayse betzilah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkis is be'etzem, we take practically the kabbalas and the hachlotas, the decisions we made, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we live it out, and we bring it to the chayi ha'maise in the tzurah of a yomtif, in the tzurah of Meichel v'mishte, in the tzurah of a simchas yomtif, in living a Jewish life with the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, the Tilas Dalet Minim, living in the Sukkah, that's when we set ourselves on the right path. for the new year. And the din, the gemara din of the Yom Noroim is, practically, what did you do with a special tahara? What are you doing with the special kedusha that was given to you on Yom Kippur? How are you taking it further? And that's Hoshana Rabbah. And that's the gemara of Sukkos. The last year of the life of the Chasam Sofer, after davening Hoshana Rabbah, the Talmidim saw the Chasam Sofer was very bothered. And they asked him, Rabbeinu, my high. So he remarked, Rosh Hashanah given Zeir, Rosh Hashanah was very good, Yom Kippur was very good, but Hoshana Rabbah is aduch gefal. Hoshana Rabbah didn't go well. And that year, he was nifter a few days later on Chofei Tishrei. It was the stalkus of Chasam Sofer, Ma'ir and Shal Yisrael. That year, before he was nifter, he said, his Rosh Hashanah went well, his Yom Kippur went well. It was his Hoshana Rabbah that needed. That didn't go well. The post can bring the seriousness of Hoshana Rabbah on this Nekuda. And it has expressions in Halacha, the Kedusha Sayyim, the seriousness of the day. That's brought the minig to wear Big Day Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah says to be Tovel Miboid Yoim. And there's a minig kodum for those who are able to, they stay up the whole night. Minig, says the Ramali, is na'urin b'leil Hoshana, to learn the whole night of Hoshana Rabbah. Now, as my brother Rebelli mentioned, Midor Raisa, Hoshana Rabbah is no different than the other Sheshes Yimei Hachag, the Gavi Mitzvah Simchas Yom. And of course, that's very true. And there's the same Mitzvah of Bosor, Yayin, Shalmi Simcha, Shalmi Chagiga. And there's full Dine Yom Tiv to on Hoshana Rabbah of Simchas Yom Tiv. In the Besmedrash of the Gro, the minig was every night Leil Chol HaMoed. They were mefazes, mecharker. They made a Simchas Shoeva Zeichel HaMikdosh b'Simcha Atzuma in the Besmedrash of the Gro. Talmidei HaGro with the Gro every single night. Tremendous simcha. Besides for Hoshana Rabbah, because that was the minig. The minig was in Europe, Leil Hoshana Rabbah, not to make a simcha yaseir, not to make a zeichel hamikdash simchas beis hashoeva. One year the gratainit, it's not al pi halacha, it's not right. It's a bitul mitzvah simchas yomtev. There's a din simchas yomtev also Leil Hoshana Rabbah, and simcha shal mitzvah should be done. And the Gro was Moiru Bala Talmidim to make that year Simchas Beis HaShoeva Leil Hoshana Rabbah. V'chein Osu. In the middle of the dancing, one of the Talmidim fell down, dropped down dead. Zok, the Gro said, Vais Techois Min HaShomayim, wanted to show us that it was wrong. Not to go different than the Minig. Hagam that is a dimitzvah of Simchas Yomtev of a Vais Techois. There's not the right way to do it. Cholifen. What are we marbe simcha? So there's a different form of simcha. So the post can bring you marbe b'nei rois, and we say all the mizmorim of Shabbos and Yom Tif. That's the psukah de Zimra tomorrow morning. And it's treated like a Yom Tif, with all dinei simchas Yom Tif. That's the minig Yisrael. Tida sudas Yom Tif, to wear b'gdei Shabbos v'Yom Tif, and to act Yom Tif dik. And we should try our best to be mekayim smachtim lifnei Hashem lekeichem shivas yomim, which includes beis Hashem Hoshana Rabbah. We should be zoicha to be sameach properly as much as we can. Hoshana Rabbah, be mekayim the mitzvahs properly, nagila v'nismecha in the kiyum mitzvahs properly. And beis Hashem, we should be zoicha the next year. We should be zoicha to take an arava in mikdash. Kedas v'chadin, not to make a zeichel mikdash, but to be mekayim the mitzvah midoraisa halacha moshe misinai. Together in Mikdash.